Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Robert, and here's what he has to say. Hey Sandman, I recently put in another donation. I thought this would be an interesting topic if you decide to use it. You recently mentioned Propaganda Minister Edward Bernays and Sun Tzu in a video. Going from Sun Tzu's maxim of know your opponent and know yourself, I spent some time watching chick television. The feminists like to say that the red pill has it all wrong about female nature, but the marketeers are under no such delusion. They use what works. No philosophy here. Chick TV was an endless series of banal talking, usually gossip about other people's lives and complaining about their own. How men are so awful while showing a cognitive blind spot for the transgressions of the sisterhood. Endless pseudo-spiritual mumbo-jumbo, and in the finest spirit of solipsism, endless entreaties about the importance of treating yourself. The View is a screeching abomination birthed in the darkest pits of Hades. Never-ending emotional language. I heard the word amazing on average of 38 times an hour, passion on average 23 times, and confidence on average 16 times. I can't hear the word amazing anymore without getting the dry heaves. Cheers. Well, Robert, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. I'm glad you're pointing out that men should know more about women, but feminists want to convince men that we know nothing about them. Women want to know all about men so they can manipulate us. That's why when I was growing up, there were tons of Cosmo magazines with tips for women on how to behave in ways to make men fall in love with them. Yada, yada, yada. But in reality, they're instruction manuals on how to manipulate men. Meanwhile, there were no books that men could read about pickup, MGTOW, or men's rights. The closest thing we had was Fight Club, which is only one of the few films out there that men had in popular culture to guide us. 1999 also saw another film where a man took a stand, and that was American Beauty. Ironically, one story written by a gay man and the other starring one. But it seems that men knowing about women was discouraged, but women knowing more about men was not only accepted, but also promoted by the mainstream magazine narrative. That was probably something that Edward Bernays was probably involved with because he lived to around 100 years. Television isn't the only thing that trains women to manipulate men. Rob, as a man, when you're watching chick television, what you're seeing you think is banal talking between characters, but it's seen completely differently by women. They see new plays and tactics that they can use against us. It's training them to be the perfect psychological weapon of the elites to trick us into unholy matrimony, so they have one less man to compete with in the game of resources. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to You Will Marry a Land Whale That Will Crush Your Cock When She Sits on It Clown World Show. Robert, you mentioned that marketeers use what works. I would beg to differ when it comes to marketing to men. Increasingly, they're using social corporate governance to figure out how to sell to us. Companies are increasingly using more woke advertising to get corporate social justice points. Why do you think that Gillette made fun of the very same men that buy their products? Their social governance score probably went up from their parent company, Procter & Gamble, which probably meant that more pension funds and exchange-traded funds that value those shares bought them and hold them. I own a consumer staple fund with the ticker XLP on it, and the top holding is Procter & Gamble. I don't know for sure if that's the case with regards to why they bought so much of it, but it sure gets me wondering. As for chick television, yes, the idea that men are awful, immature, and dumb is everywhere. They want women to believe that it's socially acceptable to treat us with disrespect. They want women running the family show because they're more likely to make irresponsible household spending decisions and get into debt. They also try to get women to believe in fate and endless wishful thinking pseudo-spiritual mumbo-jumbo. Women buy into that stuff at a much higher rate than men do. To be honest, there is truth in some of the stuff, which is why I believe it's promoted by women. So the men will stay away from it, and so they won't realize the truth. Years ago, I went to a psychic development course. The only other male that took that course was in his late 40s, and I was in my mid-20s. After the first session, he never returned. I don't think it's a mistake that women are the majority of cult members, the majority of people getting their palms read and going to fortune tellers. They're narcissistic and enjoy someone else telling them all about themselves, telling them how wonderful the future's going to be. Robert, when you mention the phrase, know your opponent and know yourself, you're describing females in this day and age. They know both, and most blue pill males neither know themselves nor women. MGTOW and the manosphere in general is all about giving men that knowledge. That's why feminists have been trying to shut it down for the longest time. Sun Tzu said that if you know yourself but you don't know your enemy, you're going to win half the time and lose half the time. If you know your enemy but you don't know yourself, then your chances are also 50-50. But if you don't understand women and you don't understand yourself, then you will lose 100% of the time to women because you won't even realize that there's a battle between the sexes going on. But women know us and themselves 100% of the time. See, the elites can use women against us, and we won't even realize that we're being drained through divorce and constant nagging and emotional tampon services. The woman is the handicap they prefer we're willingly taking instead of handicapping us unwillingly. The elites also give women power over us to keep us in line. The moment that no longer works is the moment they will need to use something else like passports for coofs of unknown Chinese origin. Most blue pill men are mistaken because they believe they have power as men in society. As a group, most of us are confused about our role in the hierarchy. The fact we believe that we are the stronger sex just shows us how stupid and misguided we really are. Women, of course, play along with that process by promoting the idea of the patriarchy when one doesn't even exist anymore. They have most of us confused believing that we have the upper hand when we don't. Instead of learning about games women play against us, we are entertained by sports ball, so we don't even realize we're being manipulated through our balls. It's like quickly distracting an angry dog with a game of catch or throwing some food. As men, we're also over-sexualized by sexy women in our magazines and on television, to keep us from thinking too much about what we're watching. I use sexy pictures in my videos, and there is a noticeable drop in views when I use a picture of a man in a thumbnail, regardless of what the content of my daily conversation with myself is. It's like the rational part of the man's brain shuts down when he sees a sexy woman, and he clicks on the picture, and then I try and engage the rational parts after triggering the irrational ones. It has nothing to do with your intelligence level. Smart men fall for the sexy thumbnails all the time, regardless of the content or the title of the video. I exploit male confusion and sexual attraction to wake them up. The elites use it to keep them asleep while offering up women their very own manservants. The women are just the useful idiots reading Cosmo and watching sitcoms, and then use them as an instructions manual on how to mentally neuter a male. The elites are happy because they diffuse most of the male Joe Sixpack population out there, with cleavage and camel toe. Even when I point this out day after day, men are still falling for it. That's why I believe the only way to free men from bad controlling women and elites is to give them a good time using technology, so that the mainstream manipulation is tamed by comparison and they wake up and see it. Maybe I'm a bit naive believing that men even want to wake up. If a guy becomes aware of female nature, then it's like telling a 5-year-old kid that Santa Claus doesn't exist. Unlike Santa Claus, which all boys eventually figure out isn't real, the majority of men never figure out that love is a fraud. Instead, once again, the elites pump love songs, love movies, and romantic things for us to believe in, and women are like their helpers, bringing us to the movie theaters to see romantic comedies and by dancing in the nightclubs where the love songs are played in the background. We're quite often so confused why a woman would reject us in the game of love that we never stop to think why we're playing it in the first place. Robert, you mentioned that women are constantly told they are worth it and they should treat themselves to various things. This, of course, is done to keep them hooked on the dopamine rush of nonstop consumption and will mean they will be more likely to meet a man one day to help them pay for the bills and put all those Cosmo magazine techniques to work. Once you're old enough, you start to see that the elites are really lazy. They just repeat the same boring propaganda, love songs, sitcoms, and movie scripts from one generation to the next. Why would they change their playbook when it's done so well thus far? By the time one generation of men realizes they've been swindled, they are irrelevant, and then the next generation comes along and acts like everything they see and hear in popular culture has been done the first time, and they fall for it as well. Even if they talk to the older guys and believe them, their hormones will probably counteract any common sense they might share with them. It's not just women in the elites confusing men. It's also time itself that's not on our side. Luckily for many of us these days, between all the bad women on Tinder and other dating apps, and the red pill and the black pill content online, we're waking up in record numbers. But even still, the majority of men will always remain confused because they think with their cocks. As for feminists saying that the red pill is wrong about female nature, it has a lot to do with making sure that women take men's female validation away if they think and do the wrong things. It's basically saying you're free to listen and believe whatever you want, but we're also free to cut you off from sex and pleasure if you make that choice. It takes a man that's willing to tolerate emotional abuse and the pain of social rejection to go his own way. The majority of men don't want this. But with so many men sent packing today by force, by women, through rejection, because they only want to chat, it creates a lot of disgruntled single men out there that are all confused about why there aren't enough women for them. So then they go and find the black pill community and they're told that women have been increasing their standards with regards to what they're looking for and that a man will never live up to. So unless you change your looks, which they promote as the most important thing, you don't have a hope in hell. Where many in the black pill community are being disingenuous is that they're not sharing that looks will only get your foot in the door, but personality and your social status, financial status, and general attitude will keep you there. Surely you'll get to sleep with her, but she won't keep you. It makes me wonder why much of the carousel riding by women is done with guys that they find attractive, but after a couple of months, they find them emotionally or socially defective, and then they throw them back in the water. Imagine the confusion of a man that changes his looks to appeal to women, only to be rejected over and over again for a long-term relationship that he really wants, unless she's as sexy as the creature from the Black Lagoon with boobs. But in that case, he's wondering why she's constantly trying to take his condom off and get herself pregnant. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Robert for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that the elites want men to get smashed by women so they get a love lobotomy and are no longer a threat. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that look like horror movie creatures trying to get preggers with your baby batter away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.